All right, everyone, this is Kirsten from Startup Weekend London EDU with one more pitch or quick interview. Actually, last year's winner, Night Zookeeper. And so, guys, what has happened since winning last year?
A lot, actually. I mean, I think Startup Weekend is fantastic for really sparking excitement and ideas, but what it gave us was the confidence to really take Night Zookeeper forward. Night Zookeeper was an idea I had 7 years ago. I'm Josh Davidson. I'm co-founder with Paul Hudson, who created the business. And we had Paul full-time, but I was working in Washington at the time, and I decided to quit my job and come back and work full-time alongside Paul to really grow the business.
And back then, where did you see that it was really something missing that you thought this app for creativity or to foster creativity is something parents, educators, maybe entire schools should use?
Absolutely. I did a fine art degree. I did a master's in digital art. I'm a huge believer in creativity as something essential to life, really. And I was worried because I studied digital art and I spent a lot of time online, and every website I saw for children seemed to be based around consumption. Adults telling kids, play with this, play with that. And really, the website game was creating fruit machines for kids, things that they just wanted and became addictive, and they were never exploring their own imaginations within those worlds. And what Night Zookeeper is about is giving children a platform to create their own world. So we start with the simple concept, can you invent your very own magical animal? And we do that in schools, with lesson plans and resources. We do it in homes through our first iPad app, Drawing Torch, which has just come out now. And we also do it in museums and zoos and across the world where kids can just create their own magical animal from scratch.
So you go for both like end users, parents, kids, as well as schools, other institutions that you have different channels to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because there's just so much inherent educational benefit in a child being creative. If they can sit there and tell you a story about their animal. I was working with some kids the other night, and they came up with an animal called, a mum and a dad called Bam and Boo, who had their first child, Bamboo. And then they told me very specifically that a few years later, they had another two children who were twins, and they had to call them Bamboo 1 and Bamboo 2. So they had this whole world that they'd created.
Yeah.
And I think that the more you can motivate children, the more that they can become excited about what they're working on, and the more they think that other people care about their creations, the harder they're going to work. And that's what Night Zookeeper is about.
And just heard that Wednesday, your big night's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. So we're currently part of Wyra, which is a